some of the major themes and some of the major topics and what's discussed, and so that you have a little bit of a familiarity with some of the, should be around, with some of the important shittas. But we can't exhaust every single discussion. I encourage you, that's sort of the purpose. If your appetite was aroused for the topic of bitachon, so you now know where to start. Chovos Levavos. So there's a nice amount of pages in the Chovos Levavos to read about bitachon and Shaar Bitachon. And then from there, I'd be very happy to be in touch. We can go from there. There's a lot of Mekoros we're going to visit today. There are Mekoros in Michtam Elio. There are many, many Sfarim that discuss bitachon. And there are many full Sfarim in the Otzer. We have a great Otzer Sfarim here in the Yeshiva. There are a whole shelf. There's a whole shelf full of Sfarim on bitachon. So if you get excited about the topic, so that's great. And you should start writing notes to yourself. When you see a mucker about bitachon, write it down. Keep a file. Look up. Read Sfarim about it. And this is only supposed to be the haschala. Throughout your life, you should work on the topic of bitachon and also being mechazik your bitachon. So let's continue with our discussion just for today, because as I said, we're going to usually introduce a topic through a specific thinker, and then from there, we're going to try to expand a little bit. That's what we're going to try to do today. And we began this discussion a little bit last week when we quoted from the Sefer Eben Yisrael, Yisrael Salanter, the father of the modern Muslim movement. Hinei yesh shnei mini bitachon. There are two types of bitachon. It's the first source on the sheet. Bitachon shalchovos levavos. That's the bitachon that we spoke about last week. The bitachon that requires hishtadlus. Not hishtadlus in the regular secular sense of the word cause and effect. We are mishtadel in order to be zochet to the bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anyway, Hashem gives it to us as a nes, as a bracha. But we can't just sit back and wait for the nes. We are required to do something. But the result of our doing is not a direct correlation. Because we did, we don't get in direct relation to what we did. Because we did, we're zocha to get from Hashem. So this is the shita of the Chovos Levavos. But Rav Yisrael Salanter tells us there's another type of bitachon. Bitachon shel HaRamban. According to the Chovos Levavos, you need to do a shtadlus. Dafka. Ki asur l'smocha hanes. The af she'in matzor l'kadosh baruch hu she'af below shtadlus. Even though obviously Hashem can provide for you without his shtadlus. Afal pichein, mashe b'kocho lasos, mechuyofu lasos. Whatever you can do, you should do, and you're required to do. Ayin sham shar bitachon. Next line. Ula haramban. But what does the Ramban hold? Habitachon hu lahashlich al Hashem levad. Just throw your faith completely on Hashem. Uli shum siba. Remember, what does it mean in medieval writing? Siba is ishtadlus. Without any ishtadlus. Umash amru chazal v'rapo yirape. Oh, but it says that the doctor is going to come and heal. That's only that there's a reshus for the doctor to do it. Aval ha'oved ha'shalem. The real oved Hashem. Ein rotzoi lidrosh klal b'refuah tvius. He shouldn't really try to do any refuah. And according to the Ramban, you also don't need any ishtadlus for parnasa. Rach bitachon b'Hashem. So according to Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, we have two forms of bitachon. Complete bitachon without any ishtadlus. That's the Ramban. And the Chovos Levavos, that ishtadlus, human initiative, is required. What is this Ramban that Rabbi Yisrael Salanter is referring to? So it's a very famous Ramban. It's a little bit of a long source. So we're going to try to read through it quickly because it's a world-famous Ramban. Ramban Vayikra, Chavav, Parshas Bechukosa. It's a very long piece. We're going to pick up in the middle of it. And the topic is going to a doctor. V'haklal, ki bihiyos Yisrael shleimim v'rabim, lo yisnai ginyanim b'teva klal. When klal Yisrael are shalem, they have no interaction with teva, with nature. Lo begufam, lo ba'artsam, lo bechlolam, v'lo biyachid. Nobody. Because the Pasuk says, Yivarech Hashem lachmam u'meimam, v'yasir machal amikirbam. Hashem will remove sickness from our midst. Ad shelo yitztarchu l'rofe. You're not going to need a doctor. U'lishtamer miderech midarkei refuah. So you're not going to have to do anything on a teva level. U'kamo she'amar, ki ani Hashem rofecha, because I am your doctor. V'chein hayu hatzadikim osim bizman anevua. And this is what the tzaddikim do or did at the time of Nevuah. Gam ki yikrim ava, when they were sinned, when something happened, what did they do? They didn't go to the, when something happened to them, excuse me, they didn't go to the doctor. Where did they go? They went to the Navi to find out what they needed to fix about themselves, and that's how they received their healing. Aval, hadoresh Hashem b'Navi, lo yidrosh b'rofim. But you got to choose, which team are you on? Are you choosing to go to the Navi, or are you choosing to go to the doctor? Uma chelek l'rofim b'beis osei ritzon Hashem. Listen to this line. What place is there for a doctor in the house of an Oved Hashem? Achashivtiach, Hashem already promised, He's going to bless us. V'chein amru, it also says in the Gemara in Brachos, that call Esrin the Tartin Shnin, the Malach Rabba. Afilu umna lebeisei lo kara. For the years that Rabba, Rav Yosef, all the years that they were the Gedolei Ador, never once did they have a doctor come to their house. And this, he says, is what it says though, that it says in the Gemara, however, V'rapo yirapei, mikanshim nisna rishus l'rofe l'rapos. It says in the pasuk, you're going to go to the doctor. Two people are going to fight. Someone's going to get hurt. He's going to have to pay for the other guy to go to the doctor. What do you mean? The Torah itself says go to the doctor. No, that just means that if someone is not a doesn't have bitachon, and he goes to the doctor, so the doctor's allowed to heal him. Doesn't mean you have to go to the doctor. It means if you don't have bitachon and you go to the doctor's allowed to heal you. And he says, V'alkein, very end of the passage here, three lines from the end, V'alkein, Ha'anoshim, Hanitzim, Sheiku Zed Zed, they get in a fight. Yesh al hamaka tashlume arufua. The hitter, the one who hurt the other person, is required to pay for doctor's bills because the Torah isn't so mechanisim that the second guy is going to be one of these guys on the Mila that is going to not go to doctors. So therefore, the Torah is mechayev you. Listen to the last line, a famous line. Aval, birtzos Hashem darkei ish, ein lo esek berofen. If a person's really acting properly, he won't go to a doctor. This is the end of a very famous Ramban. A very troubling Ramban for many of us. What does the Ramban mean that a real Oved Hashem isn't going to go to a doctor? This is clearly the Ramban that was being referred to by Rabbi Yisrael Salanter when he says that the Ramban has an approach to bitachon where you don't do any ishtadlus. You just have bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, what the Ramban's pshat is, what pshat in the Ramban is really, is very hard to assess 100%. Certainly, it doesn't sound like the Ramban is necessarily prescribing for us how we should act. This is a piece in his Perish on Chumash. This is not in his halachic work, for instance, Toras HaAdam, where there he writes, you can go to a doctor. This is in his Perish on Chumash. And if you even look in the beginning of it, Behiyos Yisrael Shleimim Behim Rabim, when Klal Yisrael is perfect, there is no need to go to a doctor. He then says, this is how we acted Bizman HaNevuah. It sounds much more than the Ramban is advocating behavior. What's the Ramban doing? He's describing a reality. He's telling us that there is a Metzius, there is a reality, that when Klal Yisrael is on a certain perfected level, then they have no interaction with Teva. Perhaps Bizman Nevuah. In fact, if you look at the Ramban in the next pasuk, he clearly has a very eschatological tone to what he writes. Meaning, Achris Hayamim, a messianic tone, end of days tone, that these psukim are referring to a perfected, utopian existence, where everything is perfect. That's what the Ramban's describing, that there could be a time when Klal Yisrael doesn't need doctors. Although, to argue the other way, he does bring a proof from a Gemara in Brachos, where Rabba and Rav Yosef never went to a doctor. And he says this is what they did Bizman HaNeviim, and they even were doing this in the times of the Amoroyim. Rabba and Rav Yosef, Amoroyim, the Rebbeim of Rav and Abaye, Amoroyim. So even in their time, so it's unclear, especially that last line. Birtzos Hashem darkei ish, ein lo esek berofim. So what the Ramban truly means here, is this just the description of some type of utopian reality? Is this an actual advocacy, to not go to doctors, to live your life in this way. I think in terms of the Ramban itself, pshat in the Ramban, it's hard to argue one way or another. Clearly though, and whenever we discuss this Ramban, someone always likes to point out that wasn't the Ramban a doctor? And we know that he was. In the Tshuvos of the Rashba, he writes in a couple of places, he's discussing certain medical things, and he says, and I saw the Ramban do this procedure when he was being a doctor for someone, or I heard that the Ramban used to do this. We know from the Tshuvos of the Rashba that the Ramban was certainly a doctor. The Ramban was also a famous doctor, but the Ramban himself, the one who wrote this, was a doctor. However, Rav Yisrael Salanter clearly seems to have understood the Ramban, that this is the bitachon of the Ramban. This is actually taken, you know, before we even say that, if you had to figure out what's going on, you would probably try to suggest that perhaps we're talking about different types of people. When the Chovos Levavos says you need to do Hishtatos, it's very likely he's referring to the Rov, average people, above average people, 99.999% of the population. Maybe nowadays 100% of the population. And when the Ramban speaks about not going to doctors, he's speaking about certain people on a very, very high level. And you could say that that's what Rabbi Yisrael Salanter means. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says there are two types of bitachon. There's the bitachon of the Chovos Levavos, which we all do. And then there's the bitachon of the Ramban, which is a nice ideal, because there is some type of reality that Hashem, perhaps, will take care of a person without hishtadlus. But that's not really shaykh for us. However, throughout history, this shot of the Ramban has sometimes been considered not just a description for some utopian society or for some very, very elevated people, but it's actually even been suggested that it could be a way that a person lives his life. The Ramban. So certainly the opening sentence, and the next pasuk seems even more clearly. The next pasuk is talking clearly about Achris Hayamim. But there are lines here, like this last line, Ava Britzos Hashem Darkei Ish, Ein Lo Esek Birofim. But I certainly agree with you. If I read this Ramban straight out, if you just gave me this Ramban, I would certainly think that he's describing some type of ideal, and it's not an actual prescription for a lifestyle. However, I just want just to give you the full gamut of the discussion here.
Didn't he himself last week say that if you're on a higher level, it takes away?
Okay, we're going to get there in a second. There's a Sefer Madregas HaAdam. This is perhaps the most extreme formulation of this perspective. The Madregas HaAdam was the Alter of Nevardik. I believe he was a Talmud of Yisrael Salanter, much, much younger than Yisrael Salanter, probably third generation or so of the Musar movement, but I think he was the Talmud also of Yisrael Salanter. And he quotes here in Madregas HaAdam, Darkei Bitachon. Take a look at the third source on the sheet. Matzinu b'sefer Eben Yisrael Adonena Moreno v'Rabbeinu Agon Rav Yisrael Salanter Sheyesh Shnei Minei Bitachon Ukfi Hanire Shita Sacholos Levavos Hi B'Shvil Balabatim Hayirein. The Shita of the Cholos Levavos are for regular Jews who are God fearing. V'Ashita Shal HaRamban B'Shvil Chov Shei Beis HaMedrash. But the Shita of the Ramban are for all you guys, the guys sitting learning in the Beis Medrash. Asher achas shalu shiftam beis Hashem koy mechayim. All they want to do is sit in the beis medrash their whole lives. She'enot tzrichem shum siba. They don't need any hishtadlus. El liftoch ba Hashem b'li hishtadlus. This is perhaps the most extreme formulation of this perspective of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. That a person sitting in yeshiva, the Alter of Nevardik writes, person sitting in yeshiva, and he doesn't just mean a guy who just came 2 weeks ago to yeshiva, but a person whose whole life is yeshiva, he's learning his whole life, such a person can rely completely on a Kaddish Baruch Hu. This is what the Madregas HaAdam writes. Now, we have to point out that this is a Musar Sefer. It's not a Halacha Sefer, so perhaps we can ascribe a little bit of, he's working up the source a little bit in order to inspire and to push people for bitachon. But certainly, as it appears right here on a source sheet, just plucked out of the Sefer, taken out of context, one line, it certainly sounds like he's advocating the approach of Yisrael Salanter, the approach of the Ramban, Yisrael Salanter quotes as the approach of the Ramban, as halacha l'maisa. Now, there are a few assumptions if you want to maintain such a shita. First of all, the Ramban, like we already pointed out, it's very not clear that the Ramban is even saying this. The Ramban could really be talking about an ideal state, as we pointed out. Also, and this is pointed out by Ravolbi points out that the Ramban only said this regarding doctors. Maybe this is something special with refuah. However, where do you make the jump to say that this includes Parnassa as well? If you look back at the first source, he quotes the Ramban, and then he says, last line, Uledidei gam beParnassa. Now that's a chiddush already. That's an extension. And according to the Ramban, also Parnassa. So Rav Volbi and Ali Shur says that that's the jump. That's an extension. I believe I heard the same thing from Rav Meir Twersky. But that's an extension. The Ramban never said it regarding Parnassa. He only said it regarding refuah. So you say, well, what's the chiluk? Why would you be mechalik? Okay, so you could take a look at Ali Shur. He has a mahalik there. But this is a big chiddush. Ein bo chidusho. He only said it in one place. He said it by refuah. It's true, you might be able to apply the lomdus to Parnassa as well. But we're just pointing out, in order to maintain this, there are some assumptions you have to make. First of all, you have to assume that this Ramban is advocating halacha lemaisa. Number two, you have to assume that what he said by refuah would also apply by Parnassa. We're not going to get into it right now. I'm just pointing out the strengths and the weaknesses of the shitas. As Yaakov pointed out a second ago, the truth is, if we start to try to move the two shitas together, if we forget for a second the extreme formulation of the Madrega Sa'adam, let's just go back to Yisrael Salanter. There are two types of bitachon. Bitachon of the Cholos Levavos with Hishtadlus, and bitachon of the Ramban without Hishtadlus. Again, as we said, perhaps, it's hard to argue this in the Madrega Sa'adam, but perhaps these are just describing different types of people. Tremendous, tremendous tzaddikim perhaps don't need Hishtadlus. Maybe that's all it means. You know, the Madrega Sa'adam brought it brought the bar down a little bit. He said, all Chov Shei Beis HaMedrash, or people who are Chov Shei Beis HaMedrash, I don't know about all. But perhaps when the Ramban said this, was only very, very high-level people. As Yaakov pointed out, we actually even saw this in the Chovos Levavos last week. If you remember, the Chovos Levavos said that their need for Hishtadlus was for two reasons. One was because we want to test you. Hashem wants to test to see if you're really relying on Him. Do you cheat in business or do you not? If you really have bitachon, then you'll do the Hishtadlus in a kosher way. So it's a test. In addition, the Chovos Levavos said people need to be busy. If the people aren't busy in their lives, it's going to lead to lots of not such great things. And therefore, Hashem gave us a shtadlus because we need to be busy. And then the Chovos Levavos said, and therefore, if throughout a person's life, they demonstrate that A, they're passing the tests, and B, when they have free time, they spend it learning, davening, doing chesed, they're not wasting their time. So over time, their hishtadlus requirement lessens and lessens, and it almost sounds a little bit in the Chovos Levavos that he reaches a point where, look at the bottom of the first sheet here, yistalik me'olav torech ha'gilgo v'asibuv, that he actually eradicates completely, it sounds, his need for hishtadlus. So the Chovos Levavos might not disagree with the Ramban. It could be the Chovos Levavos agrees that yes, normally you need Hishtadlus, but there are certain people that over their lives, as they deepen their personalities and elevate themselves, they lessen and lessen and lessen their requirement for Hishtadlus. Lemaisa, though, and I'm assuming that this will be this will ring well in the ears of some of the guys in the room. When we take a general look at the Rishonim, it seems that in general, almost all of the Rishonim, or at least a good number of the Rishonim, end up siding with the perspective of the Chovos Levavos. Again, that would we'll summarize at the end. The first one is a Sforno. The Sforno appears, Agav, I'm skipping a Beis Halevi on the source sheet here. If you want, you can take a look at that Beis Halevi. It's a very, very interesting perspective on Hishtadlus, almost a different perspective than we've been assuming until now. But because of time, we're going to keep going. The Sforno here is discussing the whole story with the Imahos when the wives of Yaakov were trading who's going to be able to spend the night with Yaakov. And there was a sale of the Dudaim in order to buy the rights to be able to spend the night with Yaakov. And the Sforno says, right, Eli, Tavo, come to me tonight. Ki sachor schartich, I bought the rights to you tonight, Yaakov. So he says there are some people who don't know how to learn Chumash properly, and they're Megal Panim B'Torah Deloke Halacha, and they understand that you see that this was obviously just a very kal thing in the eyes of the Imos, who's going to sleep, who's going to have relations with Yaakov, and therefore they were just like trading it as if it wasn't like a serious thing. He says, but this is obviously very foolish. And he says that what you see actually is that they were mityaches to the act of relations as something that was a chiyuv to do and something that was in order to create children, and it was avodas Hashem, and they were just cheshbening with each other who should be the one to have the zchus. And he goes through a discussion of what was really going on. And then he says, and what's the whole idea here, that one of the imahos is trying to buy the rights from the other one? Why doesn't she just sit back and say, listen, if it's coming to me that I'm going to have a child, I'll have a child. And if I'm not, I'm not. Why is she doing all of this hishtadlus in order to have a child? And he says, three lines from the end of the source here, v'hodiya, that what? Kavanas ha'imos ritsuya lefnei hakel yisbarach, b'hishtadlusam, b'hachnasas hatzaros. Even the fact that they brought in their maidservants, Bilah, Zilpah, they brought in their maidservants also to marry Yaakov and to have children. So all of this, v'inyan hadudaim, nishma tfilosan alzeh, ki roi litzadik, because it is very fitting for a tzadik, shiyasa hishtadlus hatvi'i ha'efsher etzlo, lahasig cheftso. V'imzeh yitpalel shiyaslig tachlitam. That it's very fitting for a tzaddik, and that's why the imahos were doing it. It's very fitting for a tzaddik to do what? To do the hishtadlus hatvi'i, the natural hishtadlus that you can do in order to accomplish. Obviously, you'll do this coupled with tefillah, as he says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mit'aveh l'tefiloshon sal tzaddikim. But the proper mode of action for a tzaddik is to do what? To do hishtadlus with tefillah. And that's why the imahos were with the dudaim and bringing Bilah and Zilpah to have more children, to have more children. Why don't they just sit back and say, I have bitocho, however many children I'm supposed to have, I'll have. Because this is not the derech hatzadikim. The derech hatzadikim is to do hishtadlus. That's risho number one, the sforno. Risho number two, Rav Avraham ben Arambam. Rav Avraham ben Arambam writes in his Sefer HaMaspik L'Ovid Hashem. Look at this. He says, he's speaking here about bitachon. Ein kavanas hapsukim ha-me'orim al bitachon. For instance, the pasuk hashlech al Hashem, throw yourself on Hashem, hu yichal kalecha, and He will provide for you. It doesn't mean, it's almost, listen how beautiful what he says here. Ki bipnei butchuno, rashai, shomer, hadat, a religious person, leishev, b'chibuk yadayim, to sit back with your arms crossed, lelo ma'amatz, without any effort, lahasagas parnasasa, without doing any work for parnasa, ulechakot, and just to wait, shemizonosav yavolo min hashemayim, like the mon. It's not appropriate for a religious person to sit back and say, the UPS truck will come soon, deliver my food for the day. Ki zohi madrega, shelo kol echad yochal hasiga. This is not a level that people can reach. V'afilu gedolei hatanoim, and even the greatest of the Tanoim, avdu b'ferach, b'parach l'panasasam. They worked very, very hard to provide for themselves. Hillel hayachotev eitzim. We know that Hillel was a wood chopper. You never thought of Hillel as a lumberjack. He was a lumberjack, Hillel. V'karno hayadolamayim. What was Karna's job? He was a water drawer. V'gam ha-neviim amlu m'michyasam. Even the neviim worked to provide for themselves. Noach asak b'zriah. He was a farmer. Avram asak b'riyas tzon. Avram was a shepherd. The Adon ha-neviim, even Moshe Rabbeinu, hayaroet tzon Yisro. He was also a shepherd. V'lod elashi yoatzim heim l'chach. They even advised people, as it says in the pasuk in Tehillim, Yagia kapecha ki tochal ashrecha b'tovach. If you work hard, the work of your own hands. So ashrecha b'tovach. It's good for you, and it's ashrecha. You are praised. Fortunate are you. So Rav Avraham ben Arambam says, even the greatest people, even Moshe Rabbeinu, had to work. He couldn't rely just on bitochal. So it's right, that line, Shelo Kol Echad, makes it sound like there are some people. But then he says that even Moshe Rabbeinu didn't reach that level. So what I hear that means is that, and this is how I understand a little bit the Ramban versus the Chovetz Chavos, is the Ramban is describing a mitzias. There is a mitzias, a reality. I don't mean a reality that like a person can actually reach. But al pi chukei habriya, the way Hashem set up the world, there is a possibility to get direct parnasa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu without hishtadlus. That doesn't mean it's ever going to be shayach, and even Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest of the Ovdei Hashem, Ish Elokim, it speaks Parsha. Even Moshe Rabbeinu didn't reach that level. Doesn't mean it practically, but from a philosophic perspective, you should realize that there is such a possibility in the Bria. That's how I understand it. I don't really want to get to it. You asked the question, so I said it, because I'm just trying to give you the major makaros. I'm not trying to, you know, give you my perspective right now. But that's how I understand it. But you see that a little bit, that tension in Rav Avraham ben Arama. He says, Lo kol echad yochal asiga, makes it sound like some people could. But then he tells us that not even Moshe Rabbeinu did. He also might even, another way to understand is that maybe certain people, maybe Moshe Rabbeinu was on that level, but he chose not to do it. He chose hishtadlus, because there's a maila, yagia kapecha kisocha shecha v'tovlach. So that's another way to work out that tension in the Rav Avraham ben Arama. But let's see one more Rishon. Rabbeinu Bechai tells us another fascinating thing from Tanakh. When Yaakov was by Lavan, and he needed to start making a little bit of money, so what did he do? He went into the sheep breeding business. And he had an interesting suggestion. You know, all of the speckled and the, what's the other word? The spotted and the speckled sheep will be mine. And what did he do in order to ensure that lots would come out speckled and spotted? What did he do? He had these like these little sticks, these rods, these reeds that he put in front of their watering troughs, is that the word?
Yeah.
Their watering things. And he put there these sticks, and they would look at that, and then somehow they would... So all, the Rishonim asks, Rabbeinu Bechai asks, well, why did he do that? Why did he need to use the sticks? Why didn't he just daven to Hashem? And like magically, the spotted and speckled sheep would emerge. So he says two reasons. First one, we'll skip for now. The second one, Hasheni, Kadesh Yiskayim HaNeis Al Yidei Maisa Teva. Because he wanted that the Neis should be done via Hishtados. Like we find with Yoshua. Hashem said by Milchamas, I. Simlucha, Orev, strategize, do. Why do they have to use strategies in war? You look at in Sefer Yoshua, they're just destroying city after city. Nobody's even dying. That's not normal. You don't get into a battle and just, you don't lose anyone, and the enemy just completely dies. City after city. But it was a nace. So why do they need to strategize at all? They should have just like walked like with their chests out and just knocked everybody over. Why did they buy guns or whatever they had, bows and arrows? Why did they do that? Because it has to be al yedei hishtadlus. So we see already here three Rishonim that all seem to assume, like the Chovos Levavos, that there is a definite requirement for hishtadlus. Halacha lemaisa, the Rishonim and the Achronim all paskin this way as well. Here's a Shud HaRashba, Chelek Aleph, Simin Tuf Yud Gimel, a famous discussion of magic and different things. And in this discussion, the Rashba is talking about a person who gets sick, and he says, Misha Sigu Choli, take a look at the source sheet, Eino Somech Alanes, if a person gets sick, you should not rely on a miracle. Shalom B'shol B'rofim, not to ask doctors, U'asasek B'dvar Mamo Ilim, Bein B'dvar M'tviim, Bein B'skulos, don't try... Don't think you shouldn't try these medicines. He says, because v'rapo yirape, mikanche nitna reshus l'rofe l'rapos. V'amr nitna reshus lomar she'en ze halfeich mashes yirator b'ashkacha. Don't think this is going against hashkacha pratis or bitachon to go out and go to a doctor. It's fine. V'lo od ella, she'osr li'kanes b'nyane sakanos v'l'vtochanes. Not only are you allowed, but it's actually usr to not go to a doctor and to rely on an ace. Amru, we say, call a somech al anes, ein osin lo nes. If you rely on an ace, Hashem won't do an ace for you. Umutir liftoach ba'adam. And you can even rely on another person. You can rely on a doctor. You can rely on your boss. Vehu, shlo yasur libo min Hashem. That's as long as you realize that this person is a messenger from Hashem. V'amru, arur hagever asher yiftach ba'adam. Listen to the pasuk. Arur hagever asher yiftach ba'adam. Umei Hashem... Yasur libo. What does it say in the pasuk? Cursed is a person who relies on a man and he removes God from his heart. So what do you see? You see that there's nothing wrong with relying on a person, only if you also remove God from the picture. But if God's in the picture, you're allowed to rely on a person. Ach levtoch ba'ashem v'shiyas lo tshu ayedei ha'ish ploni mutter u'mitzvah. But to rely on a person... But also realize that it's coming from Hashem. That's not only mutter, but that's actually a mitzvah. V'zekolo kol iske b'nei ha'adam. We don't have to make an extension in the Rashba. He says it himself. This is not only by refuah. This is in all areas of life. B'malachtam, in their work. Zulasi ha'anashim ha'shleimim. Except for certain very shalem individuals. K'maisa d'Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. Like Rav Chanina ben Dosa. Mar tells us amazing stories about Rav Chanina ben Dosa. But yet, and now the Rashba continues, V'afilu ha'chasid shebechasidim. But even the greatest chasid, ein lam rishus lasos b'malachtam derech bitachon. You're not allowed to do your work derech bitachon, meaning without hishtadus. Rak kidarko shel olam. You got to be normal, and you got to follow the regular path. You got to do the work. Shelo yomer. You can't say adlik neri b'mayim, o b'yayin v'esmoch anes. You can't say, oh, I have no oil, so I'll use water, or I'll use wine, pour it into my candle, and light that up. Even though the Gemara in Tainus tells us that there was a certain chassid whose daughter accidentally on Erev Shabbos poured wine into the candle instead of oil. And the chassid said, don't worry, the same God who makes oil light can make your wine light. And that's what happened. Even though the Gemara tells us that there was this miraculous event that happened, a person's not allowed to live their life that way. If that same chassid the next week went ahead and filled it up, it probably wouldn't have worked. I mean, I'm not saying what would have happened with that chassid, but that seems to be the Rashba's point. That was a freak case. It happened to be a shkaga that happened. So he said, don't worry, this time we can rely on Hashem. But a person's not allowed to normally act that way. Okay, we're almost done. Just another minute or two. Just wanted to point out, we won't read it inside the whole thing, but here's from the Sefer Chachma Musar. We already read from the Sefer Chachma Musar a few weeks ago. Who was that? Rav Simcha Zisselzev, the altar of Kelm. He was a Talmud as well of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. And he says very clearly, Lo yikanes b'daito shel aboteach. Don't let a person who's boteach b'Hashem think, Tekeven deniktzel lo mitzkilas hashana shiarviach kach v'kach. Since Hashem said he's going to get such and such for the year. In Cain, why do I need to work? I'll just sit back and wait. Person can't say that. So this is also a Talmud already of Yisrael Salanter himself. We already saw one Talmud, the Madrigas Adam, the author of Nevardik, who might have been a Talmud of a Talmud, but the author of Nevardik said a different extreme formulation. Here we have the Rav Simcha Zissel saying like the Rishonim, saying like at least the Rishonim that we've seen so far. And I want to end with one very famous tshuva from Rav Moshe. With this we'll end. This is in Shalos Tshuvas, Igros Moshe. Bidavar, and we're going to read the first line inside because we love when Rav Moshe writes English words in Hebrew. Bidavar, im yesh eza ma'ala, o gam eza chshash iser, likach insurance policy. Is there a problem to take an insurance policy? Mitzad shu chas v'shom, kechas li bitachon. Maybe this means you don't have bitachon. So what is that? Right? You don't have bitachon. Hashem can provide for you. What do you need an insurance policy? Hine la'anias daiti, Rav Moshe says, ein b'zeh shum chisaron b'bitachon. This is no lack in bitachon. Tuhu kichol in yani meschar. This is like all other business and work. She'adam lo rak sharashai. Not only is a man allowed to work, elagam michuyov lasos meschar v'avoda. He's actually required and obligated to do it. L'parnasaso. V'osr lo lomar. And it's usher for him to say, "Sh'afim lo yaseklum," that if I do nothing, yazmin lo Hashem parnasaso, that don't worry, Hashem will provide. Hashem will provide. Dimenolo shi'esh lo z'chus kazeh. How does he know he's going to have a z'chus for this? Levad ha'isr lismoch al ha'nes. Af le'elu shir'uyin os l'nes. So Moshe tells us very clearly that a person's part of bitachon, there is a requirement to do the hishtadlus which is necessary. Just to conclude with literally 30 seconds, we cannot stress enough that even though we've built up a very strong case today for the Shita of the Chovos Levavos, that Hishtadlus is an ultimate, absolute requirement, this does not mitigate at all the requirement of Tefillah and the realization and internalization that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one ultimately who provides. That it's not our Hishtadlus that provides for us. We have a requirement to do our ishtadlus. It's a deal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we do our part, then He will do His part. But it's not our acts, kocha miyotzem yadi, that directly provide for us, and that ultimately with everything that we do, you may not be aware, but there's a yihiratzon, it's brought down in the Gemara, it's paskin in Shachrach, Meshabura quotes it, that when you take a pill, medicine, there's a yihiratzon to say, that you should realize that this asek that I'm doing is my hishtadlus, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu heals, and that Hashem should heal me. This is something we have to remember whenever we do things, that ultimately, it's only with Siyata D'Shmaya that we'll be able to succeed in the things that we set our minds to do. Have a great Yom Kippur, Ben Azmanim, and Bezus Hashem, after Ben Azmanim, we'll be starting with the Rambam.